those beautiful hands and give God glory. Give him the glory, everybody. Worship his majesty. Express your gratitude to him from the depth of your heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. If you can, please keep your hands up. God didn't let your hand go down. As you thank him today, you will never see downward experience again. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you because you are faithful to us. This morning, as individuals, families, and as a church, we have come to thank you. Receive our thanks. Receive our thanks. Receive our thanks. In the name of Jesus. For all that you have done for us, provision, protection, preservation, and much more, receive our thanks. In the name of Jesus. And Father, let every thanksgiver here today find more reasons to glorify your name. Thank you for the multitudes of men and women that you have brought into the kingdom and into this church all through this harvest season, and especially, particularly today. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' wonderful name. Somebody expecting God's word this morning, ask him to bless you. Ask him to change your story. Ask him to send his word to you, even the word of life. Ask him to send the word to you, even the word of life. Ask him to send the word to you. Thank you and thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please get seated. I can see you clapping for the Lord. Do that very well right now. It is my year of breaking limits. Say it loudly, please. It shall be so for you in Jesus' name. Joyfully, I welcome you into this end of the month Thanksgiving service, which is also our financial fortune banquet service. You will not beg again. You will not borrow again. You will not lack good things of life again. Today also, the last Sunday in the month of July, the second month in the midst of the year, God has taken us through diverse encounters and experiences, especially in soul winning and establishment in the kingdom of God since the beginning of June, which is the first of the midst of the year. Everyone that I've been engaging in soul winning and soul establishment through evangelism, through intercession, through follow-up, none of you will miss your rewards. Let your amen show that you believe. All the souls saved through you shall be fully established. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. God rewards laborers, and I decree that no one here shall miss their rewards. Next Sunday, by the grace of God, we'll be having the first Sunday in the month of August, and it's going to be our prophetic service. We'll be provoking, among other things, rewards for every laborer in the house of God since the beginning of the year. I'd like you to get ready. Your reward must speak. Give God a big hand one more time. Hallelujah. The prophetic theme for the month has been financial fortune is my heritage in Christ. And I would like somebody to join me and say it right now. Financial fortune is my heritage in Christ. Say it and hear it yourself. Emphasis always creates impression. Anything you say emphatically, repeatedly, always creates impression. Repetition of words is for the purpose of emphasis, which will ultimately create an impression in your heart. I am strong. I am prosperous. No evil befalls me. No plague comes near my dwelling. As you keep saying those things, there is a spiritual chemistry that takes place inside you. Something just keeps turning and keeps working on your inside. That's why Christianity is loaded with faith via utterance. Christianity is a speaking language. If you want to have the best of your walk with God, something must be uttered from your mouth, from scriptures. I would like you therefore one more time to say with me, financial fortune is my heritage in Christ. Is it making more meaning to you right now? Make it louder then. You will never be poor again in your life. Our teaching series every Sunday, this being the last part, part 4A, has been gateways to financial fortune. God is a God of ways. God carries out no act without following the way. Why does God follow ways? So that nobody will think he's a magician. Why does God give us ways? So that everybody can follow and get results. That's why I keep repeating, if you do what I do, you will see what I see. Christianity is not magic, it's not mystical. It is a mystery for those who follow the way. Now, the world, as we are all aware, today is facing the worst economic crisis in history. And from all prophetic scriptures, this is just the beginning. Say amen. Amen. Because forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. People are going to be experiencing days of gloominess and of darkness, where multitude shall be much pained. Those days are still ahead. Joel chapter 2. If you are familiar with the scriptures, you will not be shaken by the happenings. Verses 1 and 2, and of course verse 6. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess. Is that in your Bible? A day of clouds and thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, they had not been there ever their like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Can you see? There are two sides of it. There are two sides. Some people will be in darkness, some others will be strong. Which side will you be? Which side will you be? Say it, which side will you be? Look at verse 6. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 to 8. Jesus speaking the New Testament side of it. And Jesus answered, and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Are we hearing that or not? Wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Not in all places, in diverse places. That means God has exempted your place. I thought somebody saying amen. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. That sorrow will not reach you. It will not reach your family. But covenant people have always been exempted. Who will be the next to be exempted? They have always been exempted from the horror of hard times. Genesis chapter 47, verses 15 to 19 and 27. Genesis 47, verse 15, beginning. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For the money faileth. Now, so don't depend on money. Don't depend on money. Money faileth. And Joseph said, give us your cattle. Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for flocks and for the cattle of the herd and for the horses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. You'll be feeding people with bread. Yeah. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said to him, we will not hide it from my Lord. How that our money is spent, my Lord also know that our herds of cattle, there is not aught left in the sight of my Lord, but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread. People will be selling themselves for bread, but you will be buying. And we and our land will be your servant and the servant unto Pharaoh. Give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. They were crying in Egypt, but look at verse 27, where God's people are. And Israel and winners dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the same land, but they are in a country called Goshen. And what happened to them? They had possessions therein. Was there hunger there? Was there nakedness there? Was that begging there? Whose portion would that be? They had possessions. Say with me, I will have possessions. You will not be dispossessed, but you will possess your blessing. And grew and multiplied how? Exceed yafun yafun. They multiplied. They had no room to occupy their goods. There was overflow. Lift up your hand. This shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Where others are selling their properties, you'll be buying them in the name of Jesus. Because you are a covenant person and covenant family, you shall be exempt. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. This is what you should do as a capital preparation for that hard time. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Where others are dying, I will open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. From this season, you will not have enough room to receive the blessing. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast a fruit before the time of the field. said the Lord of hosts. Verses 17 and 18 of the same chapter. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them. As a man spareth his own son that serveth him. So your kingdom service is ticket for your exemption. Then shall ye return and recognize between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 is a continuation. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. All the proud people, all the people stealing money in this nation, money separated for Niger Delta development, all of them, they shall burn. They will soon disappear. You will look for them, you won't find them again. All looters, especially in this nation, all of them, if you know any of them, tell them that they will soon be ended. They will soon disappear. They will soon famish. They will soon be beggars. All who have oppressed the poor in this land, all who have made people to cry, little babies to die, they will pay their life with their lives. Wicked people. You do culvert of, you know, of wood for 2 billion. Evil will catch up with them. Amen. Wasters of resources. The Prime Minister of United Kingdom said, if UK were looted the way Nigeria is looted, for 2 years, they would have gone out of existence. They would have gone out of existence. Except for the mercy of God, everybody in this nation will have been destroyed. Looting and looting, wickedness. Widows are crying, and others are looting, and lying, and cheating. God is seated in heaven, is watching. His action delayed does not connote weakness. He's waiting for the appointed time, and that appointed time is here. He said they will be burnt. That's the scripture saying it. He said, but upon them, verse 2, that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And for you, you shall go forth. You shall grow up. So don't join them, or don't join them in evil. Don't join them in stealing. This ministry has never collected one dime from any thief in this country. Not one. You don't have to cheat to be wealthy. Job did not. No. Wait for God. When he blesses you, the blessing shows and remains. Say amen, somebody. We discover from scriptures also, and as we have taken ourselves through diverse teaching this month, the primary purpose for kingdom wealth is for the promotion of the kingdom. Haggai chapter 1, verses 5 to 12, go to the mountain, bring wood, and bring my house, and build my house. Verse 8, verse 12, verse 14. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. Kingdom promotion. And I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified. Verse 12, then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, the son of Joshua, the son of Joshedek, the high priest. They obeyed the voice of the Lord. And they came and built the house of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord stirred up, the spirit of Zerubbabel. The people rose up and they built. May your passion for building the kingdom of God change your level. It is important to note that the covenant does not only empower us for wealth, but it terminates misfortune. Your covenant practice of giving will not only empower you for wealth, it will also terminate all misfortunes. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 You will remember the Lord your God, that it is he which giveth thee power to get wealth. He empowers us for wealth and terminates misfortune in our lives. Genesis chapter 8, verses 20 to 22. After Noah offered the burnt sacrifice, the Lord smelt the offering and he said, I will no longer destroy the world. Everyone that is given, you will never suffer devastation again in your life. After David offered the sacrifice, 2 Samuel chapter 24, verses 24 and 25, the Lord smelled the offering and the Lord changed his mind. The plague ceased. The plague was terminated. The plague was stopped. All givers here today, the plague around your life is stopping. Now, quickly, what are the vital keys to a world of financial fortune? What are the vital keys? God operates by keys. I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. God does not give us things, he gives us keys. Things will be exhausted, but key will give you permanent access. Get the key, gain the access. Without key, there is no access. Don't stop at the door for what will be given to you. Secure the key, and you will never need to look for who will open the door for you. First of all, let's understand what financial fortune means. In the Old Testament, Genesis 24, verse 1, this is the description of financial fortune. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Financial fortune means to be blessed in all things. All things. If you believe, say, I believe. God will bless you with all things. Say it loud, amen. Abraham was blessed in all things. Look at the New Testament version of it. 1 Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. Now, in your own study, read from verse 25 to 32. You see what the Gentiles are looking for. God said you will not need to look for those things, but you will have all these things added to you. Beginning from now, you'll be enjoying additions. Your struggle is hereby terminated today. All these things, houses, cars, all these things, money in different currency of the heart, all these things shall be added to you. If you believe it, say loud, amen. The world system struggles. The kingdom enjoys addition. From today, addition shall be your portion. Remember, we are defining financial fortune. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 8 to 11. 2 Corinthians, please. Chapter 9, verses 8 to 11. And God is able. So you mean my God is able? Say it very confidently. And God is able to make. It's a kingdom of making. It's not a kingdom of struggle. He's able to make. Jesus said to Peter, come and follow, and I will make you. He called us to make us. Everybody that God called, he made. This is something different about this kingdom. He called Abraham, he made Abraham. He called David, he made David. Anybody God calls has stopped struggles. And God is able to make all grace to abound towards you. From today, grace will be towards you. And what will this grace do? That you always, always, say with me, always. Always doing what? Begging? Borrowing? Always doing what? Say it very well. Always, you always having, not just having, but all sufficiency in how many things? In all things. That means from today you will not lack anything. Listen to this. That has nothing to do with your bank account or your pocket. What it does mean is that when you need it, it will come. Amen. We are not blessed in this kingdom by savings. We are blessed by instant supply coming from unexpected and imaginable source. But it will come before the need will arise. That's why I keep telling you. Why do you have to think you must save money to get a car? For over 10 years, I never bought a car. Yet they were coming. Do I have it or not? Did I get the money to buy them? No. That's the meaning of that scriptures. All things, at all times, when I need it. I don't need to have money to charter a flight. I've seen that over. Got an urgent assignment at our headquarters, needed to take a chartered flight. When the owner heard that I was the one, he said, give his money to him. That's what we are talking about. All things abounding to you. You need to change your mentality. You need to. When Abraham was going to be blessed, God used a man. Look at this. A man went and took his wife. And God said, you've taken the wife of a prophet. Go to him and let him pray for you. And when you are going, carry prophet's offering to him. So the man gave to Abraham plenty. God can reach you by any means. That's what we call Holy Ghost heaven's fortune. From today, you will never need to beg again. I didn't hear your loud amen for that. Raise your hand. I will not beg again. Financial fortune therefore means not begging, yet not lacking. Not looking for things, but things are looking for you. I thought somebody said amen to that. But the fountain of this fortune is grace. And what is the meaning of grace? Grace means divine enabling. Grace means divinely enabled. And that's why in Deuteronomy 8:18, he said, the Lord, you will remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee divine enabling to get. The children of Israel got their fortune from their wicked enemy. God gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Exodus 12:26. He gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Verse 36. They gave to them everything that they require. They gave to them. Please lift up your hand. I decree that from today, you'll be enjoying divine favor. From today, you will not struggle or beg again. God will send people to load you with everything you require. The world system focuses largely on labor, but in the kingdom, we celebrate favor as God blesses the works of our hand. Listen to me. I didn't mean to say you will not be working. So you don't go fold your hand and say, well, God is bringing people to bless me. No. I didn't mean to say you will not be working. I only mean to say you will not be sweating like they sweat. But blessing of the Lord maketh rich and hadeth no sorrow. Now, come with me. Number one key is the key of spirituality. Be spiritually minded. Romans 8:6. To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Be spiritual. 3 John, verse 2. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health in the proportion of the prosperity of your soul. Spiritual prosperity is key to material abundance. If you are not rich spiritually, you will end being poor materially. Capacity for material wealth is developed on the platform of spirituality. Examples are there. Abraham's prosperity was sustained by spirituality. Job's prosperity came on the platform of spirituality. If you are not spiritual, material abundance cannot stay with you. Be a lover of the word of God. I'm defining to you spirituality. Spiritual people long for the word. Spiritual people long for the church. Spiritual people are prayerful. Spiritual people are stewards. They win souls. They do spiritual things. A spiritual person is somebody who is doing spiritual things. He's doing spiritual things. He's living spiritually and he's walking spiritually. He's in pursuit of the things of the kingdom. That's spirituality. Number two, engage tirelessly in covenant practice. Engage tirelessly in covenant practice. Fundamentally, the practice of giving. Giving. If you are not a giver, you will end a pauper. You can't claim to like prosperity if you don't practice giving. Giving is the core message of prosperity. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 8. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he has purposed in his heart, so let him give, let him give, let him give. You must give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And in your giving, God is able to make all grace abound. So it is your giving that stirs up the grace for receiving. It is your willingness to give that stirs up the grace for giving. The grace for receiving is in response to the grace of giving. Philippians chapter 4, verses 15 to 19. Very clear word. Now, ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only giving and receiving. Say with me, giving and receiving. Say it again. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again, not once and for all, once and again. Once and again, you give once and again and again and again. Repeatedly is the sustenance. Repeated giving is the sustenance of supply. Verse 17. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. The giver is the most beneficiary, for it is better to give than to receive. Verse 18. But I have all and abound, and I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. And as the result of your giving, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. You must be a covenant practitioner, beginning with paying your tithe, which in any case does not belong to you. You pay your tithe, cater for the poor, remember your parents, servicing kingdom needs, kingdom project, doing charity in the community where you belong, catering for children whose school fees cannot be paid, repairing the roads that are bad, which many of us have capacity to do. A few years ago, we were doing outreaches in Massacre, and we got to the main road, a culvert, that enters around the market area, and it was difficult. Everybody was struggling. Vehicles were delayed. Go slow was cost. And I said to myself, we can't be watching things like this. And personally went and did the bridge, the culvert that will cross to a place. If I will do bridge, let me begin with culvert. It begins from somewhere. Some people have beautiful house, but in the front of the house that there is gutter that he can't repair. He can't repair it. He's waiting for government to repair it. You can do it and you will do it. I didn't hear amen. That's what we are called to do. And God will use you to do it. Number three key to a world of financial fortune, walk in financial integrity. Walk in financial integrity. Avoid wuru-wuru, mago-mago, business partnership. Don't cheat your business partner. You saw money increase, your temperature is rising. Thinking of how you will cut people down, it doesn't last. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the thief. Zechariah chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Jeremiah 17:11. Job sustained his fortune by his integrity. As the partridge seated on eggs and hatched them not, so he that getteth riches and not in a right way shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end he shall be a fool. May you not gather for others to eat. Today there are many Nigerian thieves who have things abroad. They can't bring them home. Have aircraft, have big hotels, have big this, and have big that. Looting the nation. Making citizens to suffer. Closing down the factories. Leaving us to importing and importing and importing things. The things that we can do. And those who are doing them, they frustrated them not to be able to do it again. There are many factories today with good intention Nigerians, but they have choked them up, frustrated them that they can't do it again. Walking in financial integrity. Be like Abraham. I've lifted up my hands that I will not touch what is not mine. I will not touch what is not mine. Be like Jacob, who said, my righteousness will speak for me in the time to come. Be like Job. I will walk in my integrity. Number four, be committed to being a blessing. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. I will bless you and make you a blessing. That's what God told Abraham. Every great name in this kingdom came as a blessing. As a blessing. Many people wonder why God's servant Oedipo is as wealthy. It is for the benefit of people. Being a blessing. Why is this church as prosperous? Being a blessing. Being a blessing. Being a blessing. Over 1.6 billion, as at the last count, had gone for scholarship in this commission. 1.6 billion. Many people were attacking the ministry when COVID-19 came, that we didn't give to government. Who will give to government? Who will give to God? Will it reach anywhere? They say, how can that ministry, huge ministry, they don't give. We will not give. We will take it to the right source where people need it. Those who are giving to them have their purpose for giving to them. They know what you are doing. They know what they are doing. If I give this now, they give me that contract. But we are not contracting. We are blessing people. We are obeying scriptures. Let not your right hand know what the left hand is doing. Occasionally, we mention things like this so that members of the church can be enlightened. Don't be carried away by what they say. We do what scriptures command us to do. He said, he that doeth this in the secret, God shall reward them in the open. So when you see somebody being blessed in the open, find out what he's doing in the secret. Find out what he's doing in the secret. We will not give to them. We will not give to them. We will take it to the right source. They will tell you they have taken three trailers of rice to a place. You won't find one back there. You won't find one back there. If you hear that we take this thing to the place, get there, you'll find it there. With evidences, you'll find it there. Be committed to be a blessing. He that scattered shall receive back. Proverbs 11, 24 to 25. Number five, seek continuous guidance in your endeavors. Please note this. Business people in particular, let God lead you, not opportunities. I met somebody a few months ago who was wrecked. Why? He was looking for something from some source in the system. And they tell, okay, bring 5 million, it will soon happen. Bring 2 million, it will soon happen. Until he went into debt. Be guided by the Lord. When the Lord guides you, it is to profit making. I'm the Lord thy God, which is in the way to go and to profit. Isaiah 48, verse 17. Genesis 26, verse 1 to 3. God guided Isaac, and he became the envy of this world. Number six, be committed to thinking and speaking covenant-rooted words. Watch your mouth. Don't use your mouth to destroy the works of your hands. How are things? Very terrible. This COVID-19 self. Don't know what's happening. I've told you it is COVID-19, not COVID-20. 19 has passed away. Let it remain passed away. You are now in 20. Amen. Watch the words of your mouth. How are you? Town day dry, oh. Pocket day empty. Account day red. Why are you praying then? You have determined what it is. Why do you need to pray? Watch the words of your mouth. Watch the words of your mouth. He said, let them say continually. Psalm 35, verse 27, let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. When men are cast down, thou shalt say there is a lifting up. Job 22, 29. Isaiah 3, 10. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with you, no matter the happening, for they shall eat the fruit of your labor. So if you are righteous, it shall be well with me. It shall be well with me. When you are greeting your brethren, greet them in a proper Christian way. It is well with you. Peace be unto you. Goodness and mercy shall follow you. That is the covenant way of greeting ourselves. Not, hi, how are you doing? That's the system of the world. What do you get from it? Zero. Peace be unto you. It is well with you. All you lay your hands on to do shall prosper. That is our covenant declaration. And finally, number seven, keep rejoicing to assess your returns to giving. Keep rejoicing. Although the fig tree does not blossom, there be no fruit in the vine, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Let the people praise thee, O Lord, then shall the heart yield and increase. Psalm 67, verses 5 to 7. Joel chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. Don't destroy the works of your hand with sorrow in your face, with gloominess in your eyes. Gloominess is meant for the world. Rejoicing is meant for the kingdom of God and for the children of God. Rejoice. Rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Your blessing is on the way coming. Rejoice. Don't die before your death. Don't frown your face to freeze your life. Well, it's a new day for you. I welcome you into your realm of financial fortune. You will never suffer poverty again in your life. Wave your hand, give glory to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name. Now, quickly, you have heard about what is happening in the world. Gloominess, sad faces everywhere. But there is a separation in the kingdom. And what does that mean? Colossians chapter 1 verse 3. Jesus has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Colossians 1:13. Translation. Jesus came to give us translation. He came to give us deliverance. So if you give your life to him, you'll find peace. You'll find joy. Many people go for temporal measures. Drinking, smoking, humanizing, thinking they are satisfying themselves, thinking they have surrendered their life to faith. No. Jesus is the everlasting satisfaction you need. Give Jesus a try this morning. Open up your heart, accept him as your Lord and Savior, and you'll see the total turnaround that will take place in your life. Somebody's here this morning, a number of people, large number of people, you are crying in your heart, Jesus, have mercy on me. I don't want to die in my sin. I don't want to die in this frustration. I want to surrender my life to you. I want to live my life for you. Everyone that wants to surrender his or her life to Jesus, can I request you to stand to your feet, please? No delay. No delay. Don't say, I'm thinking of it. You have been thinking of how your life will be good. Now you have the offer. You have the offer to surrender your life to Jesus. Maybe you gave your life to Jesus before, but you backslidden. You backslidden. You are tempted by the devil. You fell. Don't you worry about that. Jesus wants to receive you again. He wants to have mercy on you. Everybody that wants to give his life to Jesus or our life, or you want to get back to the faith after backsliding, stand to your feet right now. God bless you. God bless you. It's a decision you have to make on the gallery, on the glass front, everywhere you are. God bless you. Now, all of you who are on your feet, will you take a step? Come to the altar. Come with your Bible, your bag, your cap, everything you came to church with, including children. Don't leave anybody behind. Start coming. Church, give Jesus a big hand for them as they come. Let's receive them into the kingdom of God. Satan is losing. Jesus is winning. Come quickly. I want to give my life to Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you to church this morning, and now you have received the word of God. You want to give your life to him. All my young people at the back, hasten your step down here. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Everyone in the gallery, look for the next staircase and come quickly. Church, a big hand for Jesus. My God, see what your God is doing. A number of you have brought large number of people this morning. You brought a person, you brought two people, you brought three people, you brought seven people. The Lord will reward you. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will honor you. Come quickly. Come quickly. Oh, can you see them? They are flowing according to the scriptures. He said they shall flow. That's what God is doing this morning. Give God a bigger hand as we receive them. Now, as people are coming, there are those who are still seated. I don't know what you are doing sitting down there when others have left you behind. They have left you behind. You are the only person that is here to stand up. You are trying to decide, should I go, should I not go? Everyone suffering indecision this morning. You know you are suffering and Satan tells you don't go. Your maker is calling you. Satan is telling you don't go. Your mind is telling you don't go. Who will you obey? Obey your creator who will make things work for you. You know you ought to be here. As a matter of fact, your mind is already here, but you are still seated there. Now, in the name of Jesus, I decree that you'll be out of that indecision right now. Stand to your feet. Start running down here. God bless you. God bless you. Quickly come. Quickly come. Church, a bigger hand as we receive them. A number of people are still coming from wherever you are. Come, 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 come. Hasten your step down here. It's you we are waiting for. Now, everybody out here, put your right hand on your heart. Your right hand on your heart. If you are coming, you do that and quickly hasten your step down here. and pray this prayer with me loud. Say with me, Lord Jesus, please have mercy on me. Save me today. Make me your child. Deliver me from the power of sin, from the spirit of the world. From now, I am born again. I'm a child of God because I believe in my heart and I confess Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Give me your power to follow you all the days of my life. If you believe that prayer, say loud, amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we receive these souls into your kingdom and we decree that Satan will have no more power over them in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please open your eyes, wonderful brothers and sisters. You are now born again. Our church officials would like to attend to you from the middle, this way, and this other way. Church, a big hand for them as they go. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we are praying. Are you glad you came this morning? Now, every soul you have brought to the kingdom shall be established. Don't forget to follow them up. Now, before we go too far, if you are watching us live, you can see in the instructions on the screen, you just gave your life to Jesus. Quickly take your telephone and indicate right now. And by the grace of God, we'll be getting back to you shortly to strengthen you in the faith, assure you of God's presence in your life. So, all of us who have heart, soul saved, follow them up. See to it that they are established in the kingdom. Next two Sundays, we'll be doing water baptism. Make sure they come. The Believer's Foundation class is holding immediately after the service. Now, all of you who bring people to church, don't be in a hurry to take them out of the church. Allow them to do Believer's Foundation class. Don't you?